everyone. This is the Oxford Downtown Diaries. We are in our third installment of our new podcast.
We are your dynamic duo, Kelly Westbrook and Kimberly Smith, and not so dynamic today because we recorded already 10 minutes of the show without pulling the record button. So
I feel like it was less than 10 in my defense.
Okay. All right. So we'll give her about 8. So we have a great show today. We are on air with Mike and Louie from the Oxford Tap. If you haven't been there, they were just voted #1 chicken wings in Oakland County and really a staple in our community. How many years, you guys?
24.
24 oh, wow. years. So that really okay. is a staple in our small community. And we're going to talk with them today about not only how they got started, but then also what it's like running a successful business in downtown Oxford.
Sounds good.
I'm excited that they're our first restaurant that we've had on.
It is exciting.
All right. So welcome to the show. And we're going to definitely just re-talk about how you guys got started in Oxford. Or did you have a restaurant before that? Give us your backstory.
I worked for Lou at a restaurant in Shelby Township where I lived at the time. I was working on opening up my own restaurant at that point. Lou and I discussed that we should partner up. And then he took me for a ride to the Oxford Tap, which was then Happy Jack's. And it was inevitable. It seemed it made a lot of sense. What a great town Oxford appeared to be. I'd never been there. But, you know, there was at that point Starbucks right across the street. You know, the whole walkabout downtown was very appealing to me. And we pretty much agreed to partner up that day. And, you know, the rest is history.
That's awesome. Yeah, Happy Jack's. That's so funny that you said that because I was having lunch with Jack Curtis at the Oxford Tap the other day. And he mentioned Happy Jack's. And I said, I don't remember this. But how many years ago was that?
24, 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well,
sure. Prior to that, it was Bill's Bar.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So, Louie, you had multiple restaurants before the Oxford Tap, right? So, can you run us through that?
Oh, well, I guess the first one was actually in 1988. I had a deli in Farmington, ironically called the Grateful Deli. No play on words. So, that's where I got my first cut amazing. Into the restaurant business. And from there, 89, we opened up a place in Auburn Hills next to the Palace called Hoops, which is still there today. Mm-hmm. And we opened up a couple more hoops, one in Madison Heights, one in Clawson. And then in 98, we moved out to Shelby Township, right on 23 Mile Road there across from it was a Ford plant at the time. And that's where Mike was working over at Mr. B's, running Mr. B's at the time right there in Shelby. And that's where we first met.
Okay.
So he started working, you know, with us. And guy's got a lot of talent, so it wasn't hard to say, hey, let's move on. So
did you, when you opened Hoops and then the one after that and the deli first, did you move on and leave those locations there? Did you close up shop because you wanted a different location? Or
no.
Were you running multiple businesses at one time?
Running multiple businesses at one time.
Yeah. Okay.
When I left the deli, I sold the deli off. But when we had a bigger partnership early on. In 94, it kind of got smaller where we split up the partnership and me and two of partners took Hoops, Auburn Hills, and the other ones took the other ones, and we kind of just parted ways at that point, and then we just kind of went on our own from there.
Okay. Yeah, I spent many nights after working the Pistons games in Hoops. That was kind of the hangout spot for the Pistons team. I don't know if it was when you ran it, but
yes, big time.
Right across the street.
Yep, right
yep.
there.
Yep, awesome. So were restaurants your background for both of you? Was that always the plan?
It was for me. I mean, I was going to school to be a paramedic and firefighter and quickly recognized that that was not my cup of tea. meanwhile, restaurant business was very good to me. I had great Rogers Roost. I worked at Sterling Heights there. It was a great experience. Mr. B's was a great experience. And it recognized that that's what I wanted to do for sure. The weird thing when I was a kid, I used to like to go to Chi Chi's quite a bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Chi Chi's.
For some reason, very much made it very attractive.
Can you
yes.
come closer? I need to hear you better.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay. No problem. You have such a great radio voice.
Yeah.
Chi-Chi's. Go on.
I love Chi-Chi's.
Anyway, yeah. it was their dog and pony show at Chi-Chi's that really, mm-hmm. for some reason, turned me on to the business. And that was always the plan since I was 14 years old.
That's awesome to
That's
know.
Great. Yeah.
Louie, what about you?
Mine started when, I guess, it was my first job. I was 14. I was a busboy at a place in Orchard Park, New York, or East Aurora, New York, called Roycroft Inn, which is ironically still there. But it actually turned me off to the restaurant business because I had to. I went home smelling like ranch dressing every day.
That doesn't sound so bad.
It was, you know, but it was fine. I think I, you know, you made like $2 an hour back then or something crazy. But it was a good awakening into it. And then all through high school and college, I worked at restaurants and bars. And after I graduated college, I actually went to New York for a while and did the corporate thing. And that was
that has to be a lot different. Oh my gosh,
you were looking for that ranch.
I wanted to look. I wanted to go work for myself.
Yeah.
So and I had an okay background in some restaurant touring and. You know, decided that was a good route. I had some friends in it, and they invited me into it.
So. Oh, cool. Very good.
And you mentioned college. I'm just going to call it out. What college was that?
The Irish.
Uh-huh. Okay.
University of Notre Dame.
Yep. That's what I thought.
South Bend, Indiana.
I'm a Notre Dame fan through and through. I'll be there this weekend. So I had to call you out on it. So
what's going on there?
So actually, I am singing in the Mrs. Indiana pageant as one of the hosts this weekend, and it's right in South Bend, so I can't go there without going to Notre Dame. My grandfather has a bench in front of Touchdown Jesus, so we always have to visit.
Probably sat on that thing.
That probably, that's where I got engaged. It's a special bench. Yeah.
I lived in that library.
Oh my gosh, I bet. That's a hard school.
Yeah, well, there's ways around it.
Oh my gosh. Man, that's a different show.
Anyway, moving on to more savory topics. So talk about the early years at the Tap.
When it was the smokiest bar in the world?
Sure. Yeah. I remember it back then.
Interesting. A lot of fun back then, too. It was, I don't know how I would say it. We had a different reputation back then, I suppose. You know, back, like I said, back when food is our thing now. You know, we are definitely known for what comes out of the kitchen, and that was not our reputation for the first 10 years until Michigan decided that smoking was banned in restaurants. And it was life-changing for us. It really was. We were able to turn people onto our food at that point and not apologize for the smoke. It really turned everything around for us, and it's been far, far more exciting and, how would you say it, satisfying at that point. You could, you know, I'm definitely a foodie, you know, so to be able to make the things that I wanted to make and serve the things that I wanted to make. And like I said, stop by a table and check on them, and the first thing they complain about is smoke. I mean, it's been a wonderful change for us, and it's just gotten better since then.
What about with the wings? Like, who brought on the wings? When did that start? Because the wings have been your thing for a long time. I mean,
yes, Louis's background from Buffalo. He, you know, we were a wing stop before, which Tap Wings are now the big deal. But it was really him that started it. And then I came across a recipe on my honeymoon over 20 years ago and brought it back from St. Martin, modified it, made it a little more friendly to a larger audience. And then we marketed it, and it caught on quickly. And now it's incredible, really.
They really are the best of the best.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, I don't waste calories on wings very often. And when I do, I go to the Tap.
I will have to try them.
Yeah.
I have not.
Well, we were out for the St. Patty's pregame.
Yeah.
And you had something that looked delicious, too. Some kind of fries.
Oh, yeah. I had the Reuben fries.
Yes.
Yeah. Irish fries.
Yeah. Those were really delicious. I mean, I've been to your restaurant many a times, but I've just never had the wings there. So
well, shame on you.
I know. You have other good stuff, too, though.
Thank you.
What would you say? So, obviously, you're being rewarded or recognized for your wings. What are some of the other top sellers that you have there?
Macaroni and cheese is a close rival to the wings always. We still sell a ridiculous amount of hamburgers. Really, the steak bites are very popular.
Ahi tuna.
Ahi tuna.
Phenomenal.
Okay. You know what I love, though? And you talked about kind of the change in atmosphere. But one thing that I absolutely love is that I feel like I can still get the bar scene if we're out on like a Friday or Saturday night or for the bar crawls. But I'm also 100% great about taking my family there, even with kids and little kids. And I feel like it's very family oriented as well. And I think a lot of bars and restaurants, it's hard to be both. And you guys really do that. So how do you think that you've managed to accomplish that?
Well, we both have families, and, Mike's kids come up, and I love when they come up there. So we've always had, you know, family around in our restaurants. We've all had kids. People that work for us, you know, their parents met at the tap. So yeah, it's and then they start working for you. So it's just, it's always been a family atmosphere there. It's kind of how the community is. It's just a very family-oriented community to begin with.
My boys are 9 and 13 in Oxford schools. They have to have something to be proud of, too.
Yeah.
So it's important to me as well, for sure.
Yeah, and the outdoor space is one of my favorite spots to eat at. When does that, end of May? I mean, I know that the weather's got a break here.
Yeah, we shoot for, you know, early May.
Okay.
There's actually a timeline on it.
I think it's May 1st village. For the village ordinance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's some sort of ordinance on it.
Shoot, we have an ordinance against that? Yeah. I mean, I guess we don't expect to have good weather before May 1st, so that's why.
Yeah, we can't count on it.
Yeah.
It's usually early May is when it starts. People actually are interested in sitting out there.
So hopefully we can bring even more people with all the events that we have coming up this summer. I think one of the popular ones for you guys will be the Tossin' Tuesdays and the Cornhole Nights. On Tuesdays, we'll have sets set up right behind, and we've already gotten quite a few teams, right?
We have, yeah.
So I think that that'll be a nice addition. You guys used to do some different nights, like bike night and things like that. Have those gone away?
They got too big.
Too big. Oh. Okay. What a great problem to have.
Yeah, they really did. You know, we shared parking. It just... Well, we were making friends with customers. We weren't making friends with our fellow merchants and stuff. And it was getting to be, I didn't want to fight with my neighbors.
Okay.
But if the DDA would like to take that on, we would have definitely helped.
The DDA could probably support that from afar.
We were drawing on average 300 people.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And what nights were those?
Thursdays.
Okay. Yeah. So concerts in the park night.
Unfortunately, we're busy that night.
Yeah, I know.
You know, though, there is that new parking lot behind you guys now.
Oh, yeah. There you
with
go.
With an additional 58 spaces, so.
Yeah, the thing with the bikers, they wanted to be up close to the bar.
Yeah,
they want to show off their bikes.
Yep.
It's like a bike show is really what it is. It's like a car show. Same idea. They want to be near their bikes. And it really, we were drawing hundreds and hundreds of motorcycles. So it was just too big for the shared parking, like I said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Might have to talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take this offline.
Yeah.
So what's on the tap for the future?
On the tap, really? Wow. Nice play.
No problem.
Can I talk?
Yeah.
We have just met with our contractor yesterday. We are looking to update the facade, make it more attractive. It's been a few years. And patio as well. We are planning a kind of a facelift on that. Same thing to make it a little cozier.
Well, I know we're going to talk about grants and DDA grants for facade, but what are you thinking? Are you going with the same theme, the same feel, same colors? What's your mindset on updates?
Yes.
Is it proprietary?
I like the look of our building now. Because we went from one building and then expanded into another, it's very obviously two different buildings. We want to try to make it look like one space, tie it together. Continue with the traditional Irish look that we went after, but it's you know, from the salt from the road, it's a little dated, and we just want to update it and make it look nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just new windows, new doors, new signs, just give it that updated needed look. So we like you said, we met with a contractor yesterday, and we're gonna try to get some design drawings. To Mike's got some great pictures that he's been logging for a while now, and we got some ideas, and get some professional to help put it on paper for us to look at.
Yeah.
We'll help out.
Well, we love all the updates in Oxford the past couple of years, and with the facade and signage grant program that the DDA has. I know that we've helped 32 businesses up to this point in the last 3 years, a little over $100,000 investment. So we'd be excited to help you guys too. I have to bring up the new restaurant since we're sitting here talking. So you want to chit chat about that?
If you'd like.
Tell me about it.
Lakeville Station was formerly Louie's Food and Spirits. We've been in business now for 14 months. I would do it over again in a minute. It's been,
okay.
great. Been a great thing. And
now, is this exciting. Venture together again? Or
yes.
Is, okay.
Yes. I'm down there doing that. Well, he's filling my shoes at the Oxford Tap as well and doing double duty there. But, you know, we're not done yet.
Okay.
There's more to come.
Okay, so the previous name of that place was Louie's, so just not leave it the same? Recognize you here?
No.
All right.
I'll make it quick. The town was previously called Lakeville.
Yes.
It's now, because of the Postal Service, is now Leonard. But the folks that live around there, they don't leave, and they're very proud of that Lakeville heritage. So I thought incorporating that name into the restaurant would be helpful, and it has. I mean, the people love it there.
It's a great name. I'm just giving you a hard time because I can.
I'll take it.
So what kind of food do they have there, and how does that differ from what you offer at the tap?
Well, we sell pizza.
Okay.
First of all, because it's my favorite thing in the world. So now I just eat it daily. Tacos. We have tap wings, of course. I would be crazy not to sell those there. But it's different menu. We emphasize on desserts, crafty cocktails. It's a little slower compared to the Oxford tap, which allows us to do things, on a more grand basis, I suppose. But the menu is limited compared to, say, the Oxford tap menu, for sure. It's just a smaller production style.
Gotcha. And so what would you say you like best about being in Oxford?
I think it's you guys.
Woohoo! We did not tee him up to say that. No, I just want to put that out there.
That was very sweet.
I will brag on you guys for a minute because you do make it all very much more exciting to be a part of what's going on in Oxford there. And I mean that wholeheartedly. We've been doing this for a long time in Oxford with different DDAs, all kinds of different people involved. And it is more exciting than ever. And it's the events you put together. I can promise my staff it's going to be an amazing night. And it really is. The Witches' Nights, the Ladies' Nights Out, the just recent pub crawl. Wow.
Soup Sweet. One of our favorites.
Yeah. All that stuff is really, it's fun to be a part of, and it's very much appreciated. It makes you want to, get up and go to work every day.
Well, thank you. And we were excited to partner with the Oxford Tap on the trolley program, and we're so grateful. And I'm excited to see where this program takes us this year, just because one of the only businesses in Oxford to come alongside us and partner with us on the trolley program, besides for Meyer and Oxford Bank. So I'm excited to activate that partnership a little bit more and be able to really get you guys in touch with all the people that are riding on a daily basis. We had a little over 7,000 people ride the trolley last year, and it's just exciting to think about, if they haven't been into the Oxford Tap, to just really let them know what you're about and who you guys are.
And I also want to mention not only the trolley, I think you guys are one of the first to raise your hand and support us in our events and help us with what we want to do. So not only the trolley, but you are an integral part of what we do and one of the businesses we can really count on. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and as a DDA, that's what you hope for, right? Especially your longstanding businesses who have been a part of the community. I think when you guys raise your hand and say, hey, we'll come alongside you, I think that lets the other businesses know, hey, we want to be a part of this too. And that's such a big deal to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anything else you guys would like to add or let the community know?
Nope.
I'm good.
Okay, well, that's great. Thank you both for coming on the show. It's only our third one, so we're learning.
This will be Thursday, won't it?
Tonight. No, it'll go on tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Mike Ridley will be in town, for those that know him, Saturday night at the
tap. There you go. Okay, I love that. Yeah. Okay, now I know why you're asking. Perfect. What time does that start?
He goes out about 8 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, live music, too, is so great.
Awesome.
So what else do we have going on downtown that we'd like everyone to know?
Oh, goodness. So letterboxing is going on right now.
Tell me about letterboxing because I don't want to talk about it.
You have such a love.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, not so much love, though. So letterboxing is an event where it's very similar to caching. I don't do either, so I'm speaking about it through my experience at work, but there are clues hidden around in different businesses and different locations within downtown of both Oxford and Lake Orion. And you have the entire month of April to find those clues. And people who participate in this have a passport, and there's stamps in these with the clues, and then they can stamp their passport. And so the goal is to get all of these stamps in your passport. And we at the DDA are going to be hiding gift cards one per week.
Yep.
For $10 value, I believe it is. And then the first person that finds that in one of our boxes gets to keep that $10 gift card. But we had some ladies come in this morning that were super excited about letterboxing. And we spoke with them, and I learned a new term this morning that if you're really into letterboxing, she had said, oh, she doesn't box.
Yes, I was actually very impressed with these ladies that came in. So they have done this all over the world.
And for many years.
Yes, and they came today about an hour. They lived about an hour away. Mm-hmm. And they were all in. And all it was in. Really neat because they were the first ones to win the gift cards this week.
Yep.
And there's a whole letterboxing community. And yeah. We laugh because there are certain events that we love and certain ones that we have to check the box. This one, I just didn't know anything about, but I have come to love it the last three years, right? We've done it for three now.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, it was so funny because my kids were watching Bluey this morning and there was an episode on and they said, oh, let's go find the letterbox. And you know, it's an Australian show. And I just had to laugh because I'd never heard the term. And then, of course, this morning in Bluey.
Yeah, that is hilarious. And I think if I understand this correctly, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but Susie Sebastian, who was the events coordinator in the downtown Lake Orion DDA, is super into it with her family. And so she brought it on as an event for the Lake Orion DDA. And then we partnered as part of our Stronger Together relationship that we have with Lake Orion. So it was new to me as well. I had never heard of it. But there is a huge community that is very into it. And it's fun for them and it's fun to watch them.
Yeah, I think if you've never done it before, grab a notebook, go around and look at the clues either on the website or on our Facebook, or I believe it's Atlas.
So we'll have all the information posted soon, but there is a website. You have to go in and create a profile or an account, and then that will allow you access to the clues, and then you get a little clue and it'll tell you where it is located.
Yeah, but for families, I mean, with kids, what a fun thing to do if you want to come out this weekend.
Yeah.
I love that maybe it helps you to discover stores or some of our businesses that you haven't been in before.
Yeah.
And even if you're not buying anything on that trip because you're with your kids, at least you know that business is there. Maybe you have found some new products that they sell in your downtown. So it really is a marketing tool for our businesses. And I mean, that's what we're here for, right?
Absolutely. One of the things we're here for. Yeah.
So, and then on our next show, we have Heather coming in from Wild and Rooted, and we're going to chat with her. So we're actually going to have two shows posted, I think one tonight and then one this weekend. So look out for that.
Very good. And also we have our spring cleanup on April 21st from 12 to 4.
Please come help us.
So anyone who has some time during that day, any of your employees that
don't stare at our guests.
I'm looking for you to pass the message. We need some help. We're going to be cleaning up downtown, preparing it for planting flowers and whatnot. So
we also be staining the trolley. So
oh, yeah.
Okay. You like to stain or paint. Come on out.
All those things. So anything. Right. And then other than that, I don't know that we have a whole lot until we kick off our summer series in early June.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
So it's going to be good.
All right. So have a great day, folks. Thanks so much.
Bye.